News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government's long-awaited housing plan is expected to include much more use of compulsory purchase orders by local authorities to deal with derelict properties. To discuss this, we're joined by Dr. Carol Pollard, former president of the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland and editor of the brilliant book Irish Cities in Crisis. Carol, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Look, I'm assuming at the outset you're in favour of the use of CPOs. Am I being overly cynical in saying we've been down this road before and CPOs seem to be incredibly difficult to implement and take years to actually happen?
Good morning, Shane. Yes, I would have to agree with you on that one, that they are difficult to implement. The legislation for compulsory purchase orders was first brought in 1963, part of the Planning Act that's still the foundation of our current planning legislation. So, you know, this is not a new initiative, but I'm really hopeful this time around that the legislation will have more teeth in it, that I think the digitization of our various databases, the involvement of the revenue commissioners is really, really important. And I think the fact that the register of title across Ireland has been developed to the level that it has will make the task easier in identifying owners and of processing compulsory purchase orders on properties. And I think all of that then is kind of has a momentum behind it now. I think we are becoming more and more aware all the time here in Ireland about the importance of our towns and villages and cities, of all our urban. And you know, villages have our urban environments as well. You know, people just think when you use the word urban that you mean, you know, Dublin or Cork or Limerick or, you know, Waterford. They don't think of villages, but villages are urban environments.
There is dereliction across every village and every town in Ireland.
Every town.
Can I give you an example close to me? And it's been well publicised. I live very close to the city centre, two houses around the corner from me. They've received a lot of media attention. I think I've lived on that road for 30 years, and almost as long as I can remember, these two houses close to me have been derelict, or certainly for the last 20 years. And there's been huge focus. A CPO has, I understand, actually happened. Mm-hmm. But by God, it is so slow in actually delivering anything.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that this legislation gives the authorities more teeth, as I said, to act, because, you know, it's all over the city. It's where you live. I mean, another one, a famous one for me, is because it's a route I go in and out of town myself, is that Richmond Street stretch. You know, there's derelict buildings along there. There's that very, very luxurious development now that has been gone on the old Charlemagne Street flats and kind of connects. But all around it is littered with complete dereliction. And I know sometimes it's difficult to find title on property, and I know properties are inherited and they're owned by companies and they're owned by funds, and sometimes that can be very complex. But I think the revenue commissioners have really, really good data, really, really good files. And as I say, the register for title, you know, that digitization of property around the country. And so it needs to absolutely get better, and we need to, the powers need to be there, and the resistance, there has to be a kind of a public kind of momentum behind it. And I feel that is growing. I mean, even, you know, talking on this platform and other platforms about housing and, you know, and different platforms talking about Irish Cities in Crisis, the book that I was involved in, you can see that there's better awareness always about what's going on. The RAI conference last week, the theme was cities, towns and villages. And we had some incredible speakers from overseas coming to talk about how they managed to achieve success. And I think in Ireland, there is definitely a momentum. You know, the dereliction in Irish towns really is just, for so many years, it just shows that we just don't appreciate or understand our towns. Like, why do you want to live in a field a couple of miles outside your local town or village when you could live in a town where your kids can walk to school, where you can walk to the local shop, where you've got coffee shops and you've got a thriving community? If nobody's living in towns, towns die. And we need to bring that life back into towns. So compulsory purchase orders and really strong legislation around vacancy and penalty for vacancies. I mean, people who leave buildings vacant for long periods of time should penalised.
Dr. Carol Pollard, former president of the Royal Institute of Architects of Ireland, editor, and I would strongly recommend the book Irish Cities in Crisis. It is a stunning book. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you think. Derelict sites near you, should more be done? 087 1400 10.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.